John chapter 18, verse 12 to 14. Let me just read these three verses. Then the detachment of soldiers, with its commander and the Jewish officials, arrested Jesus. They bound him and brought him first to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it would be good if one man died for the people. John 18, 12 to 14. John breaks off here and goes to Peter's first denial. That's 15 to 18. And then he comes back to the trial here, this first trial of Christ, verse 19 to 24. Then back to Peter's denials in verse 25. And that's important because whatever we think about these various episodes, remember they're going on at the same time. And Jesus is standing right in the center of it all. As he's meeting Annas and then Caiaphas, Peter is still engaged in his denying of him. And Christ knows it and feels it. Well, verses 12 to 14. It's just historical filling. Is that what it is? Well, it's building up the picture, but actually there's far more going on here than is apparent on the surface. Let me set out some of the facts that are here. Notice that although Caiaphas is the high priest, the detachment of soldiers took Christ to Annas, the father-in-law of Caiaphas. Now why? Why would he do that? It's probably in Annas' private quarters. It's night time. Jesus is bound, and he's taken not to Caiaphas, the high priest, but to Annas. Well, thinking about things like this, we soon unearth a whole host of evil and corruption and wickedness. High priest that year. An annual event then. Where's that in scripture? The point is here, the fact is here, the Jews have become very corrupt at this time. Rome, Imperial Rome, dominated Judaism. Politics was playing its part. In religion, as well as in the state governance, there was fear. There was suspicion. There was intrigue. You remember how Nicodemus, when he spoke gently for Christ, or not, dismissing Christ out of hand, how he was pounced upon. Remember how the Jewish bigwigs jumped upon the blind man, and there was the fear that if anybody confessed Christ, the parents wouldn't confess him. They'd be expelled from the synagogue, out of society. People are frightened. They're looking over their shoulder. There is this political intrigue. It's like Henry VIII's court. And more. The high priesthood had become an annual affair. And again, there was intrigue. Mafia, corruption breaking into this. Annas had been high priest, and he was still called it. Nominally, Caiaphas is high priest. But Annas is his father-in-law. It would appear that Caiaphas is the one who's mouthing the words, but Annas is pulling the strings. He is the godfather. He is the power behind the throne. And ambition, pride, wealth comes into it. And in the midst of all this, Jesus appears bound for a so-called trial. Or interview. Is it night time? That's illegal. There's no delay. It's a capital offence, and there should be some time for thought. They're looking just for conviction by testimony, not by hard evidence. It's an inquisition. In fact, verse 14, the verdict has already been fixed on. Caiaphas had already advised the Jews that this man, Jesus, would have to die. Picture the scene. We have ways and means of making you talk. You're in our power now. Jeremiah, with King Zedekiah, went through something similar. But here is the Son of God standing in the midst of this political, vile, tortuous intrigue, corruption, with a mock trial, all highly illegal, and at the same time being denied by Peter, having been betrayed by Judas and deserted by all the disciples. Peter and John just gather around the outside, it's true. Well, that's the scene here. And the Son of God is here. Why? For the love he bore for his people. Here is his suffering. It culminates on the cross in his crucifixion. But here is the torment of his soul and his mind. The spotless, sinless Son of God, who could have called detachments of angels to release him, willingly submitted to his Father's will and went under the jackboot of these men, all for the sake of saving his people. Oh, brother and sister, this is all for us. This is all for us. Let us be moved and melted by the thought of it, that the Son of God stood here for me. Unbeliever, face this man. Who is this man? Don't run away from the evidence. Don't be like Annas and Caiaphas, like these Jews who made up their minds prejudiced before they've heard or considered the reality of the evidence. They know he must die. And you know it's all a myth, don't you? You know the gospel is all a cock and bull story. You never read it, you never understood it, you never tried to look into it, but you dismissed it. Prejudice. Have the courage, have the grace, have the wit, have the wisdom to open your Bible. Look at this man, face this man. As I've said to you before, if you won't face him now, you will have to face him in the judgment. And face him anyway in the judgment you will, and every knee shall bow, even yours, and every tongue confess, even yours, that this man who stands a prisoner, bound here, in nighttime, in intrigue, in deceit, and malice, and cruelty, that this man, the spotless, sinless, peerless Son of God, is the Savior of sinners. And now he will stand in that day. Then he will stand in that day as your judge. Face him now as your Savior and your Lord. Receive him now as your Savior and Lord. And all will be well. I want to close with a hymn that might help us to take some lesson, some sweet lesson from this wicked passage, this terrible episode, this cruel injustice. I don't know what words to use. Give me a sight, O Saviour, of thy wondrous love to me, of the love that brought thee down to earth to die on Calvary. Oh, make me understand it. Help me to take it in. What it meant to thee, the Holy One, to bear away my sin. Was it the nails, O Saviour, that bound thee to the tree? Nay, 'twas thine everlasting love, thy love for me. O wonder of all wonders, that through thy death for me, my open sins, my secret sins, can all forgiven be. Then melt my heart, O Saviour. Bend me, yes, break me down, until I own thee conqueror, and Lord and Saviour crown. Oh, make me understand it. Help me to take it in, what it meant to thee, the Holy One, to bear away my sin.